Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. It's Thanksgiving week, guys. I hope you're having a fantastic fourth quarter. We are certainly having a lot of fun on the radio. A really fun announcement. And look, I'm Julie Iyer from Ohio. It is 100% against our grain to do anything that sounds boastful. We don't even like talking about ourselves. That's how we are raised. I mean, those of you guys who are not from the Midwest, you won't understand. But you are beaten into humility when you're from places like Ohio. So this is uncomfortable for me, but I'm going to say it anyway. New lists that came out, all the top podcasts in the world, and in our section with this business education. Are you ready for it? We're number 17. Now, the only people, the only other podcasts, radio shows, that are getting more listeners than we are now are like the ones that are like epically huge, like Gladwell's podcast, which is really cool if you guys haven't listened to it.
Very good.
NPR's podcast, which I think is number two. Bloomberg has two podcasts. People like that. So there's essentially the people that are above us are like, yeah, that makes sense. But because of you listeners, this podcast, not just for real estate agents, not just for whatever, but in all of business education, is number 17 in terms of the most listeners. Holy tamale, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. I really sincerely appreciate you guys listening. And then also, obviously, a lot of you guys are continuing to share the show, which is really cool. And look, we are 100% committed, 100% focused to educating you guys, motivating you, and doing whatever it takes to get you into action. We're not always going to – well, hell, most times we're not going to say things that all of you agree with, but we're going to say it if we think it's true. We're going to tell you the truth until it hurts because we don't want you guys to suffer. We want you to be successful. So if you find us saying things that kind of like are in conflict with your existing, you know, business paradigm, whatever mindset about being successful in real estate, don't just allow your inner skeptic to railroad it. Just listen to what we have to say. We're not just basically, you know – we're sharing with you information that we know, not just from building several businesses and selling several businesses together. We're not just sharing with you a few businesses or experience from having sold real estate for almost 10 years, between 100 and 200 houses per year. But we're also sharing with you, and I honestly think this is actually what the most value we deliver to all of you, our experiences from coaching literally the nation's top the most successful agents, probably the number one agents in your marketplace, are or were a coaching client. And sometimes personal coaching clients are of Julie and I. That's the actual value, I think, mostly, because being able to know the information and, like, a lot of you guys will have mentors or you'll, you know, come across some agent that in your office that may be successful, so you might shadow them or whatever. But having the ability to be successful is one thing. Having the ability to show somebody else how to be successful, in other words, taking the information that you know and being able to coach somebody else in order to do the same thing, that's a completely different skill set, and neither one of us were born with it, and we had to develop it over literally hundreds of thousands of coaching calls, literally hundreds of thousands of coaching calls. Hopefully, you guys are getting the benefit of all of that. Whether you choose to become members of our coaching program or not, it's our sincerest desire to shorten your path to wherever it is that you want to go and make it as perilous as possible so you guys can enjoy as much success as possible, regardless of whatever the economy does. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to be here. We've got a lot of fun stuff to share and work on today, always practical, applicable, tactical, and especially during a holiday week where it's easy to get distracted. We, of course, want you to spend lots of time with your families, have a great Thanksgiving meal together, but we still have some of the year left, and we have transactions to get you guys going on, business plans to get done, so things still transpire over these last 2 months. I always have to remind people that.
Jules, I know you have a shout-out, but you just said something that's motivating me to remind all these guys. So now, okay, warning, I'm about to tell you something you absolutely positively don't want to hear. Warning, you guys, most of you will go, oh, you got to be kidding. Okay, this right now, in the next probably 30 days, 45 days, but this weekend in particular, going into next week, really this whole week, really you're looking at a two-week window. absolutely, positively one of the best times ever to go after expired listings. And I mean ever, like in the past 30 years. Right now, your competition, they're all off basting their turkeys. You guys are listening. Almost, 200,000 of you are listening, either now or in replay. So, good for you. So your competition is not paying attention. There's more expireds. There's so many more expireds in so many of the marketplaces that have even been hot sellers markets because all the overpriced stuff that the agents and the sellers weren't able to, reposition on the market, lower the price to get sold. A lot of good stuff that right now in your marketplace, drill down on those expireds. Don't let that get past you. And remember, the first day and the last day of the month, last day of November coming up, first day of December coming up, right? Happens every year. You will find more expireds in your marketplace. Oh, Tim, there's only 100. 100? Are you kidding me? How many of those would you have to take in order to have an incredible first quarter next year? Go deeper. Go the expireds that happened maybe 6 months ago, 90 days ago. Expand your area. Oh, Tim, I only look in this little 20-mile or 10-mile radius from where I live. Okay, well, good luck with that. So expand your area. Go back further in time and make, hammer down. Members, you should absolutely positively be doing the 90-day massive action plan. And that's, I don't care what level of success you have. If you're asking, if you're thinking to yourself, Tim, what should we be doing right now? 90-day massive action plan. Drill down. If you email us thinking I'm going to tell you something different, you're wrong. I'm going to say 90-day massive action plan. Julie, you have an email to read, correct?
I do. This is a fantastic email because it's so honest and introspective. This is from either Cherie or Sherry, and lots of apologies for any of you when I ever kill your name, but I think it's Sherry Brown or Cherie Brown, and Island Pace Realty. So anybody that has referrals going to the Space Coast or the Orlando area, how do you know it's going to the Space Coast? And I didn't know this until I looked up her area code. Area code 321, as in liftoff, right? They actually lobbied for that area code. Yeah, I never knew that. So little tidbit there.
That's so cool.
So, it is cool, isn't it?
Area code is 321?
Yeah, the it's Space three, Coast it's, area. Of Florida is 321.
That's incredible.
Orlando area. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's awesome.
I didn't realize. Okay, cool. Anyway, very nerdy, but
so,
I like it.
I know, sorry. Okay, so Cherie or Sherry Brown will handle all of your great Orlando area referrals. And Sherry writes, to be honest, I haven't been listening to the radio shows yet, but I took the hard slap-in-the-face realization that even though I've had my license for over 6 years and been a broker for two of those years, that I'm clueless. I've never had any training and had been floundering around doing this very part-time. And I share Sherry's email, or Cherie's email, because I know that a lot of you feel the same way, and she's being so honest. And I still want you to send all of your killer referrals to her, even though she's being this very transparent with all of you, because she's taking action. She writes, now that I actually want to make a career of it, I've realized I don't know how. So I've been going through all of your training materials and building folders and practicing scripts as if I became an agent just a month ago. It's very humbling, but I have to admit that until now, I had no idea what I was doing. Slowly, I'm building confidence and starting to look forward to working on this stuff every day. I'm hoping that in a few weeks, I can look back and laugh at how totally oblivious I was and how far I've come. Can you believe that in 6.5 years, I've only done 3 listing appointments and 2 of them didn't count because they're already guaranteed to be mine? And guess what? The 3rd one I didn't get because I didn't know what I was doing. But that's all about to change. I love that affirmation and that declaration. I'm going to rock the next one I get because I'm going to be prepared and I'm going to be professional. My husband isn't quite on board with this yet because I haven't proven that it works, but I did listen to the training where it told me that the best way to get your significant other on board is to be successful at what you want them on board with. I'm working hard to make that happen. Thank you for this program. I can see and feel the difference in my attitude and my behavior daily. So kudos to you.
Julie,
yes.
There was a red flag in there. Did you catch it? She said there was one red flag, a big, big red flag. Go back up to the first section where she was talking about how long she thinks it's going to take.
Oh, that's right.
I think you said 6 to 8 weeks. Read that phrase again. Sherry or Cherie, we're going to have a little coaching session about that, and then we're going to get to our content. So what was the quote? Go back and read it, please.
I'm trying to find that. She's been in business for 6+ years, building folders. No idea what's doing, building confidence. Let's see. 3 listing appointments. I don't know. I must be missing what you caught, but that's okay.
I thought she said that in 6 to 8 weeks, I'll look back and, laugh at, whatever, I've come so far kind of thing.
Let's see.
Look, listeners, here's the big takeaway. It's going to take longer than you write
this
down.
Oh, hoping that in a few weeks I can look back. Yeah, you're right. She said, I'm hoping that in a few weeks I can look back and laugh at how totally oblivious I was and how far I've come.
All right, so here's a rule that, again, you know what, Julie, we should add this to the things that no one else will ever tell you, like doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level, and when the going gets tough, the smart leave, and all the other little Timisms and Julie-isms. So, you know, here's another one, guys. It's going to take exactly twice as long and require exactly twice as much effort. And if you have bigger goals, it's going to take even longer. That is a fact. Sherry, what you're sounding to me like what you're going to do is set yourself up for failure. And I'm guessing that this is something you've probably done in the past. In other words, not giving success enough time. Go back and think, okay, I'll give the plane taking off analogy lightning fast. There's really three stages of flight. Well, I say there's four stages of flight. There's loading the plane, there's getting the plane off the runway, there's cruising altitude, and there's landing. But landing in our analogy doesn't really, I don't have anything for a landing, so we leave landing out. So the loading of the plane is what you're doing now. That's the getting ready to get started. That's the preparing. That's the listening. That's the learning. If the longer you stay on the runway, getting ready to get started, the less likelihood you are to ever actually start the jet and get it off the runway. Now, the next part, though, the getting ready to get started is the easy part. Don't think that's the hard part. The folders, as you said, you know, I assume you mean pre-listing packs. The hard part is the next stage, and that's where you have to throttle down. And all of our pilot listeners always email me about this, giving me better words to use, but I'll just stick to my non-pilot words so the most people can understand. When you throttle down, when you're trying to clear the runway and you're in a jet, that's when they use the most fuel. That's when it uses the most energy. The pilot has to keep the throttle down. You know, the fuselage, the plane, it shakes, it rattles, it rolls. You guys have been in those situations before. I think it's exciting. Julie pees her pants every time we're doing that. But you guys, you know, it's obviously massive energy, massive effort to get the plane off the ground, right? What happens if you're basically halfway up, go on your way to whatever cruising altitude is, and then you pull back on the throttle? What happens to the plane? You go back to that first step, which is getting ready to get started, right? Think about this, listeners. So what happens if all of a sudden you get up to, you know, your climbing altitude, and you don't keep that throttle down, you don't consistently make the effort, in other words, you give up too early, you crash? That's what a lot of folks do. They have unrealistic expectations, A, how long it'll take to get to cruising altitude, and B, how much throttle it'll take. Most people, 99.9% of everyone you ever meet that's ever accomplished anything, which is, let's be honest, not very many people, that is the truth. Most people basically just kind of figure out a way to put themselves into a life loop where they never really have to take any risks, never really have to, you know, even worry about loading a plane, let alone putting in extraordinary effort. You're listening because at least you've got something inside of you that's willing to actually, you know, go to your next level. You're actually willing to put the throttle and the work in. Something in you said what's ordinary to everyone else is not good enough for you. You have some weird spark, something that's motivating you to want to actually excel. And I love that. And that's, you guys are our people. We're all in the same tribe. Right. We are. So I'm telling you, please listen. Don't be skeptical. Don't filter what I'm saying. It's going to take a lot longer and require a lot more work. So, Sherry, don't say a few weeks. I want you to not even say a few months. I want you to say a year. Okay? It's going to take twice as much work. You've been basically doing the wrong thing, in your own words, for 6 years. You think in 3 weeks you're going to snap your fingers and all of a sudden you're going to be saved? Doesn't work that way. You know, it doesn't, unfortunately, and I'm sorry. So it's going to require 90-day massive action plan. It's going to require discipline. It's going to require doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. It's going to require doing all the things in your life, well, let's just focus on your business, that you've been avoiding doing. So if you were to write down a list of all the things in your business that you've been avoiding doing, it's a long damn list, isn't it? That's the reason agents buy leads. Because they don't want to have to learn to generate. They don't want to have to learn scripts. They don't want to have to learn actually how to prospect. They don't want to have to learn actually go out. You know, so if you start writing down the list of all the things you've been avoiding in your real estate business, you know, it will be kind of a funny experience if you're being honest as you're writing all these things down. And then once you get to the, you know, you're looking at that list, I bet you every single one of those things are the very things that you're supposed to be doing if your goal is to truly be of service to others and make money. Isn't that ironic? The things that we avoid are the very things that get us paid. The things that we do are the things that are back on the runway getting ready to get started, the rationalizations for never having to put in the effort. But once you've actually – and this is for coaching clients, this little blurb right that I'm about to say. You guys have already loaded your damn planes. If you're loaded, you've joined the coaching program, we've got your backs. We're your co-pilots. We can't fly the plane for you, but Julie and I are sitting right there in the co-pilot seat. The plane is loaded. It's fueled. It's ready to go. Learn as you earn. Do not wait to master our content before you start going out there. You will learn faster when you're under the pressure of having to go on a listing appointment. Learn as you earn. Go out there and get to work. Do some BPOs. Stop just listening. Go out there and work. Go out there and put yourself intentionally in the way of helping somebody opposed to just waiting for you to feel ready to get started. Hopefully this is resonating with some of you. Every one of you understand what I'm saying, and if you're being honest, every single one of you listening know what I'm saying is true. It's just a function of whether or not you're willing to accept it. It's a function of whether or not you're actually ready to really, truly believe it and then take the actions necessary. Hey, guys, it's not easy, but shit, if it was, everyone else would have what you will hopefully one day have. Okay? All right, so Julie, I think we made the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
What point are we on in the survey?
We are on page 9. Are finding that, I was waiting for you to say the earn while you learn thing, because often I'll share with coaching clients and with coaches, and the coaches share this with us, you know, all of the things looking back on all of our mutual careers as we were learning, right? It's experience is one of the most frustrating things from a coaching standpoint, because we can't just email it to you and have you download it, right? That would be awesome. But you've got to go out and get your own experience, and you can earn while you learn. That's one of the best things about real estate is you don't actually have to be super perfectionist, awesome, 110% know everything to get paid for what you're developing as your expertise, okay? You just have to know more than your client does for the most part, right? So earn while you learn. And, Tim, you've made a great point about BPOs. People will say, we talk about this in the premier class a lot, well, you know, why would I want to do something for $50? Well, don't think of it as $50. Think of them in batches. And remember how many CMAs you've done for free, by the way. So doing BPOs exposes you to your greater marketplace. You may then, because you know about other neighborhoods, you might then expand, say, your expired search, because now you know how to price a different neighborhood that you didn't even know existed until you did BPOs, if you follow the breadcrumbs.
Well, you know, you just said something funny, and this is something I hear all the time, and this goes in the category of stupid. So you guys want me to be nice and politically correct? Sorry, wrong radio show. You guys who say, my time is worth more than that, or it's not worth my time. Bullshit! Unless you have somebody who basically is standing there and waving money in your face where you can make hundreds of dollars per hour, which none of you do, unless you have that actually happening, then your time is worth nothing. So doing a BPO gives you cash in your pocket that usually shows up in less than a month that you don't have to usually share with your broker. It gives you massive education because you're going to learn the market. And the other thing that's kind of cool is it'll give you a front row seat for any potential REOs that are coming to your market. We teach you how to do all that. That's part of the Premier Coaching Program. We give you the lists. We give you the forms to fill out. And the short sale and REO information, guys, it is constantly changing, like every friggin' day. BPO company goes out of business, a new one comes in business. All this stuff is constantly churning. And our coaches, who many of which actually do BPOs or have an assistant do BPOs, we're all basically always watching that stuff. It's a moving target. It is what it is. Make sure you're logging in, students all the time, members all the time, to get the latest information. Julie, I love point number 9, but before we get to it, and before I forget, if you have yet to complete your real estate treasure map, if you have yet to complete your business and life plan for 2017, what are you waiting for? Oh, I've got that, Tim. Me and my broker, you know, we did a one-pager. It's in my desk. The same one-pager you did for the last 3 years in a row that you never looked at once it was filled out, that you didn't take seriously in the first place, that you just did to placate your broker, throw it out. Complete your real estate treasure map. It's going to take you through the whole mental and emotional process of really setting goals that are achievable, like hopefully you guys are learning to do from listening to this radio show. Don't just be somebody that starts the year and says, I have goals. Actually have an action plan to accomplish your goals and get them done. That's what the real estate treasure map does. That's one of six books we give you. Just give you. for filling out that form, name, email, phone number. When you do, you're going to get the books, and we're also going to call you back, and you're going to talk with one of our new member coaches, and you're going to discover whether or not Premier Coaching is a good fit for you. And all of you will find it's a good fit, and it's only $99 a month when you use the student approval program. It's a real-life coaching program. You get two semi-private coaching calls per week, one of which is hosted by Julie. We're going to add a third, which is going to be focused on internet lead generation, and you get all of our systems, all of the scripts, everything you could possibly imagine. And like I said, it's less than $100 a month. 100% of you are approved, no matter what your present credit situation is. Jump on that. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Fill out that form. Julie, point number 9, I love. Jump right in.
All right. So this is from our survey, and the question was, my largest business expenses are in, and here are your options. So listeners, think how you would answer this. My largest business expenses are in, choices, advertising and marketing, client gifts and or events, education / coaching, office fees and supplies, admin staff, payroll team, or other. And we can go through some of the other comments. So Tim, these guys by and large, I mean this was a pretty clear response, almost 50% said their largest business expenses are in advertising and marketing. Were you surprised by that? What are your thoughts on that? Yeah.
Well, read the quote that's up there. Read the little snippet that we put in.
Perfect.
There. Go ahead.
Yes, and it says, when it came to business expenses, advertising and marketing was the overwhelming answer. The, quote, other category revealed everything from office fees, realtor board, MLS, super key fees, to gas and personal insurance due to being an independent contractor. One agent even wrote, fuel. I drive 37 miles to the office every day in the hopes of getting a new lead. Another fessed up to their biggest expense being Zillow by far. So advertising and marketing was by far the biggest expense these guys have. Did that surprise you?
That's buying leads. And does it surprise me? Well, no. And now, if we send the survey just to our members, the answer wouldn't be that, because most of our members are they would absolutely positively know better than spending a lot of money, if any money at all, on buying leads. So non-members, considering this was a national agent survey, whether they were associated with us or not, no, it doesn't surprise me. And that's been the mistake that our industry has allowed to have happen over the last decade, allowing agents to believe they can build sustainable businesses around buying leads. We talk about that all the time. I'm not going to waste a lot of time listening to past radio shows. But really the big takeaway is, why would you buy a lead? Leads are everywhere. Leads are free. You guys are absolutely 100% being lied to if you believe leads are hard to get. They're not. They're easy to get. They're the easiest thing in the world to get. We told you at the top of this call how to go find hundreds of seller leads. People that have their hands in the air right now saying, I want to sell my houses. And you guys are going to buy a lead when the expired information is free? Doesn't make any sense. Wake up, industry. Stop doing it. Absolutely
doesn't
make sense.
You know what's
sense.
Funny about that, so, Tim? How many times do these guys come to a call with their coaches and the claim is, I need more leads, right? And so,
Always. Or
I need help generating more leads. And the question is, what a good coach will ask you is this: if your life depended on it, which in some cases your lives actually do depend on this, right? And you only had the next 3 days to set a listing appointment, what would you do? And they always have an answer like, well, I guess I'd have to call expireds, or I'd go door knock some for sale by owners. It's not that you don't know what to do. What you're really asking your coach is, what can I do that doesn't stress me out, that's pretty easy, and, you know, has guaranteed results, that doesn't make me uncomfortable? It's not
Julie,
that you don't know
hold
what
on,
to
hold
do.
On, Julie. Julie, you just don't know me. My time is too valuable to go call an expired listing. My time is too valuable. I'd much rather
so
buy a lead.
How many appointments do you have set today? You're self-unemployed today.
But
your
time
is worth nothing.
My time is too valuable, but I have to work on my Facebook page. My time is too valuable.
Exhausting. People have no idea.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
All right, let's do one more. Page 10 out of 11. And you could start by reading the thing that Gina dropped in there, and we'll just tell them the results, whatever order you want to do it.
Again, this is from our survey, and here's some of our findings. Coaching was a topic that revealed that there are just as many people that think coaching is essential as those who want to do it but can't afford to do it right now. Sadly, there were almost as many who had no interest in being coached. Those of you who are being coached will have the edge in the market. Some even mentioned that they don't have the time to do coaching with all the other realtor and board activities they're participating in. Service on your own local board and even your brokerage is great, but could this be an area of put on your own mask before helping someone else? Those who were in coaching had great advice for others, including, it's essential, but you have to follow it and find what works for you. A recent coaching member said, something I just committed to and think will make a huge difference. We think so too, obviously. So, yeah, differing approaches and thoughts about coaching. And it's always interesting, the people who say that they don't have time for it, and yet as coaches we spend so much time working on their time management to make them more efficient so they have time not just for coaching but, you know, to get back to having a life, which is probably why you got into real estate in the first place. It's one of those sort of circular things, right?
Well, so here's the thing, and this is a question you guys have. I'm going to ask you a question, and then, Julie, I want you to go through the results. If you guys get a call today, if one of my new member coaches calls you and tells you about the program, tells you about the coaching program, and like you're interested in it, and then right after that call you get a call from somebody who wants to sell you, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of leads, buyer or seller leads, be honest with yourself. You're salivating for the leads because it's the easy button. You at least think it's the easy button, whereas you know our button is the truth button. We're going to tell you the truth until it hurts. We're going to teach you how to do stuff so you can actually be a business owner and build wealth. But isn't it interesting that I am quite certain that a vast majority of you would buy the leads? That goes back to the previous question about marketing and advertising. Look what you guys are doing. How many of you guys from buying buyer leads have actually basically gotten to anywhere close to where you want to be financially versus basically had you actually learned to go after the expireds and do the other centers of influence and past clients, work, you know, just all the free things that we show you guys how to do? How much further along would you be if you just said, you know what, I'm going to a buying buyer lead recovery 12-step program. First step is admit that I basically am wrong. I don't know the 12 steps, but I bet you that's the first one. And I think one of them is apologizing. I think it might be number three or whatever it is. You guys need to mentally and emotionally say 2017 is going to be all about finally, as our Sherry said from Florida, Sheree, I'm finally going to man up to the fact that I have to learn how to be the best real estate practitioner I possibly can. And part of that equation might be buying leads, but it's probably not the first thing, if the thing you should ever be considering. So here's the interesting statistic. Now, I see why you didn't read these because they're abbreviated. So coaching, real estate, Julie, can you make a note? This is another issue with the way this graph was formatted.
Yep.
So this is something that obviously didn't get proved. All right, real estate coaching is something I have no interest in, and here's your different options. Something I've always wanted to do, something I want to do but think I can't afford, essential to my success, and the other was basically like a lot of, you know, just mixed comments. And a vast majority of folks said something I want to do but don't think I can afford and essential to my success. Matter of fact, as I look at this, they're equal. Here's what happens. Here's the realization. Many people come to coaching, unfortunately, after the market has beaten and bruised them a little bit. It's very rare that you have somebody getting into real estate, getting a license, that has the business maturity to know that they have to start with learning. It's very rare nowadays because the easy button is constantly inundating all of your emails, your voicemails. Everywhere you go, someone is telling you to buy a buyer lead or buy a seller lead. Everyone's telling you the wrong stuff. I'm not saying it's the 100% wrong stuff, but for a vast majority of you, depending on your goals, you know, it's 75% wrong. Meaning, once you learn how to actually go after the business yourself and you no longer have to buy leads, you know what? It won't even appeal to you. You will absolutely positively, not even remotely, be interested. You will know. You know what? Watch for all the commercials that are going to start hitting the air from your local gyms. Watch all the commercials that are going to come on the air about losing 20 pounds or whatever it is. Look how many different little, you know, easy button type ideas are going to start showing up on your Facebook feed. Take this pill. Do this exercise. You buy this little piece of plastic, whatever, and it's going to somehow solve all your problems. Those are all marketing guys who maybe their products are great, but what they're doing is they're cashing in on the fact that so many of you guys are looking for the easy button. If someone actually came to, you know, the marketplace trying to sell you weight loss information, they're saying it's going to take getting up in the morning, you know, not eating what you want to eat when you want to eat it, not doing what you want to do when you want to do it. It's going to take doing all these behavioral changes and physiological changes. And someone actually said that versus somebody else then is saying, hey, you know, you buy this blue pill and you're going to lose all this weight. How many people would actually buy the blue pill? You guys know the answer, don't you? Most of America would buy the blue pill. Matter of fact, most of America, ooh, I didn't even think about this, for the past almost 10 years has been buying the blue pill. embedded political
segue.
Message. Right. So
that's snuck
right,
in there.
We're not supposed to be Yeah, I did. So the point is, guys, it's time for you to realize that your long-term, ever-increasing success comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. That's the truth. Please believe me. Save the effort of having to spend all the money, time, and anguish. What breaks my heart for you is so many of you guys get into this business with the right intentions, or you've been in this business for a long time, or you're trying to grow your business, or you've been in this business and you've been successful in the past and you think you've lost your edge. Why? Because you are believing in the blue pill. You're believing that the buying of the leads and doing this easy button crap is going to get you to Shangri-La. And when it doesn't, you doubt yourself. That's why it's insidious. That's why this stuff is evil. I believe that. And I'm not – those are the actual words that I'm meaning to use. I'm not saying those words for dramatic intent. That's how I actually believe. Because many of you end up with broken hearts. It makes no sense. Please, take this stuff seriously. You know better. You have in you already everything it's going to take to be incredibly successful. You really do. Hey, and look, you got to be kind of nutty because you're listening to Julie and I every day, most of you, right? We're all part of the same tribe. The I'm not going to put up with bullshit anymore, and I'm going to make the most of my life tribe. That's you. Or it's at least going to become you. Right? Look, guys, if there's ever anything we can do for you, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com. Doesn't go through an administrative assistant. Doesn't go through a secretary. Some of you start your emails out. I know you're probably not really going to read this. Yes, we do. And Julie's email is julie@timandjulieharris.com. Anything, for any reason, members or non-members, email Julie and I directly. We'll do everything we can in our power to help you. tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Guys, listen. If now is the time you've been waiting for. Now is the opportunity you've been looking for. Stop looking and feeling like you need to be in the right place at the right time. It's now. I promise you. Right freaking now. I said freaking. Right freaking now. It's now. This is the right time. This is the right place. You have the right information. Now it's up to you to take the right actions. You can do it. I promise you. Hey, if a couple hillbillies from Ohio like Julie and I could do it, I promise you guys could do it as well. There, again, if you need us for anything, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you though on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.